bombshell in the Iraq weapons of mass destruction controversy, revealing that no defense intelligence expert backed the pre-war claims of Prime Minister Tony Blair. As Blair set up a limited inquiry Tuesday into intelligence failures before the war, Brian Jones, the former leading weapons expert in the Ministry of Defense until he retired last year, declared that Downing Street's case for war was misleading. Writing in Wednesday's edition of the British newspaper Independent, Jones revealed that the experts failed in their efforts to have their views reflected. Jones, who was expected to be a key witness at the new inquiry, called on Blair to publish the intelligence behind the government's claims that Iraq was actively producing chemical weapons and could launch an attack within 45 minutes in order to do so. It's extremely doubtful that anyone with chemical and biological weapons expertise had seen the raw intelligence reports and that they would prove just how right he and his colleagues were to be concerned about the claims. Downing Street was talking last week when another parliamentary inquiry ruled that claims by the BBC that a government Iraq weapons dossier was exaggerated were unfounded. But Jones's comments are expected to boost the case of the BBC and others that the dossier failed to take into account the worries of intelligence officials. The weapons expert said that he foresaw at the time of the government's dossier in September 2002 that no major stockpiles would be found in Iraq and that he made a formal complaint to avoid himself and his fellow experts being cast as scapegoats for any such failure. I'm Langston Wright. A senior United Nations official warned Wednesday that millions of people are fleeing armed violence in Colombia, in the world's worst but largely ignored humanitarian crisis outside Africa. Assistant High Commissioner for Refugees Kamel Morhani said the crisis was a regional and international problem, spilling across the borders of Colombia into neighboring countries and boosting refugee flows to the United States and Europe. Morhani told a news conference in Geneva after visiting the region that Colombia's is the worst humanitarian situation in the Western Hemisphere and the third worst in the world after the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sudan. The UN Refugee Agency was looking at how it could swing world attention onto the problem of the 2 million to 3 million displaced people within Colombia and the nearly 300,000 more who fled abroad. The UN official said the problem with this crisis is that it is relatively invisible and that even in the Colombian capital, Bogota, people are hardly even aware of it. With no access to public services and where a large number of U.S. troops are involved in a controversial anti-drug war. Morhani said humanitarian agencies were able to help only a small percentage of them, and that while visiting refugee camps near the border with Panama, he felt like he was back in some of the most impoverished and forgotten parts of Africa. He said that the conditions in which these displaced people are living are shocking in the extreme. The internally displaced were largely Afro-Colombians or indigenous peoples driven from their homes in the conflict.